This new book is serious eye candy, and you play so much with Texas icons. I can't get over a Texas Monthly cover from 1992. It's a tribute to Big Hair. Can you tell us how it happened?
I got a letter from this lady, and she sent me a little Polaroid snapshot. And she said, you know, "Dear Mr. Stout, I love to wear my hair in the shape of a cowboy hat. I would love to be on the cover of Texas Monthly." And we found the lady. By that time, she was hard to find because she had been divorced, I think, a couple of times. You know, because if you wear your hair in the shape of a cowboy hat, you get divorced a lot. And we finally tracked her down and we photographed her. I love those kind of things because it's what we used to call at the magazine. We used to refer to it as the Texas myth. That didn't mean that it wasn't true. It just meant that these are all those things that are Texas heritage subjects, like big hair, oil men, cowboy hats, cowboy boots, Mexican food. You know, like you just go down this long list. And what I tried to do at Texas Monthly was to take some of those things that could be very cliche, but do them in an interesting way.
You talk about Texas icons. There's this other cover that has Ann Richards and Clayton Williams dancing together in 1990. I understand originally you actually had them lined up to do that two-step.
When Ann was running her first campaign for governor, you know, she was up against Clayton Williams, and it was a very interesting race because Clayton Williams represented old Texas. You know, he owns a big ranch out in West Texas. He was an oil man. Ann Richards represented, at that time, New Texas, liberal. She was a woman. And at the time, they were kind of having this heated battle, and they were throwing a lot of slinging mud at each other, I would say. We wanted to do this story about the campaign, and I had this idea of them doing the Texas two-step. I reached out to both of their offices. I made the case that, look, it looks bad right now. You guys are insulting one another. It's just not pretty. And at first they said, okay, we'll do it. But then an event happened in Dallas where Ann Richards was announced, and she came up on the stage, and Clayton Williams would not shake her hand. And I got a call from both camps, and they said, we're not getting in the same room together because he had offended her. And it was actually a really bad move on his part. But Ann's camp said, we love the idea, though, DJ. Can you just fake it or something? And I said, okay. So I found a body double for both of them, and we dressed them the way they dressed, and we photographed it, and we stripped the heads in.
The thing about Texas Monthly in those days is it had a pretty clear narrative. My colleague Jerome Weeks calls it the state's transition from rural state to kind of megalopolis. Mm-hmm. And a lot of your visual take seems kind of wistful.
A lot of the things that people remember from those 13 years, that sort of golden era of magazines, they used humor really well and used it effectively. And I think sometimes the bigger metropolises take themselves a little bit too serious. And I think in Texas, we still have a good, healthy sense of humor, and we don't take ourselves that serious.
DJ Stout, Austin-based designer, art director, thanks for coming in.
My pleasure.